Letter to my younger self. You're a little girl, 6 or 7 years old. You have just announced that you want to be a writer. You don't really know what this might mean, but in your mind, it is the best thing you can be. If you have an image of a writer, it is of someone who lives in a house in the country and is rarely seen by the outside world. You have never met one and find it hard to believe that anyone ever could. She spends all her time writing and sends what she has written to mysterious people she will never meet, but who will turn her handwritten offerings into real books and distribute them widely. All she needs to know about this process is that it will enable her to keep on writing in her country house, untroubled by economics, marketing, or PR. At this point, you have no idea how hard it will be. It will be difficult to combine writing with anything else. Having children, earning a living, yes, you will have to. Going through the routine traumas of family life, bereavement, divorce. All you know is that the writer is someone who performs a kind of magic for her readers, and you want to be that person. Essentially, therefore, you know everything you need to know. I could tell you that it will be an uphill struggle, that the mysterious people in London will be less reliable than you imagined them to be, that you will never be able to count on what you write being published or generating enough income to keep you in that house, that the books you do publish will not be distributed unless you go out and distribute them, touting your wares like any saleswoman. I could tell you that in the process of becoming a writer you will experience many hard knocks, but what would be the point of that? It would be like telling you not to fall in love, because your heart will probably be broken at some point. Perhaps I should tell you not to wait for the validation that will never come, or mention that one day you will sit in a bookshop all afternoon while the one person who approaches wants to know if you are Roald Dahl. I won't tell you any of these things because, despite everything, I don't want you to give up before you begin. Because you will, in fact, live in the country and spend much of your time writing. Every day of your life, you will wake up and not have to question why you do what you do. You will just do it to a point of absorption that excludes everything else. The essence of that early vision will come true. You don't need my advice, therefore. You don't even need to be told not to give up on your dream, because you won't. So essentially, at the age of 6 or 7, you have all the wisdom you need.